This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
meeting the man who invented The Tonight Show. Circa 1988, I got a call from my longtime friend and fellow Temple University alumnus, Liz Starr. She co-hosted a Philadelphia midday talk show. She invited me to sit in the green room with her guest before the show. The guest? Steve Allen, the original host of The Tonight Show and the man often credited with inventing the television talk show format. Well, I jumped at the chance to meet one of my greatest television heroes. My longtime comedy writing partner, Rich Ross, also a big Steve Allen fan, joined me. On September 27, 1954, Steve Allen turned his local New York City-based talk show into an NBC network phenomenon known forevermore as The Tonight Show. When Rich and I walked into the green room, our eyes locked on this affable fellow sitting at a round table looking over some notes. Liz escorted us into the room and introduced us to Steve Allen. She said, "Steve, meet Grover and Rich, two local comedy writers and performers. They're big fans. They just wanted to say hi." Well, before we could say hello, he peppered us with questions about our comedy, our likes, dislikes, and what made us laugh. Rich piped up, "Hey, Steve, Grover does an impression of Steve Lawrence." Steve Allen discovered husband and wife singers Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet back in the 50s, and their careers took off. Steve Allen cocked his head and giggled. "Really? Give me a few bars, would you?" he said. Well, I assumed a crooning position and performed my best Steve Lawrence, singing "This Could Be the Start of Something Big," which was written by Steve Allen. "You're walking along the street or you're at a party. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Hey, 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 I'm Steve Lawrence. How are ya?" Steve giggled again and said, "I used to do an Edie Gourmet impression. She was a little feisty." On that note, someone came in to usher Steve to the studio for the taping. Steve Allen turned out to be very much as advertised. An amiable, whimsical guy with a bubbling curiosity about lots of things, including two local fledgling comedy writers. Rich thought that Steve had created the archetype for the successful late-night talk show hosts who followed him. He observed that Steve was, quote, "like a newsman on acid," unquote. He shared this with Steve, who thought the description was spot on. According to Rich, Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, and even David Letterman had a newsy quality about them. Each of them had a button-down style, a vocal and visual demeanor that resembled a news anchor. Each of them performed nightly monologues, satirizing people and events in the news. In the 60s and 70s, Americans got their news from both Walter Cronkite's anchor desk at dinner time and Johnny Carson's monologue on The Tonight Show. Steve Allen's influence continued with those who followed in his footsteps. Decades before Letterman jumped into a vat of Jell-O on Late Night, Allen did the identical stunt on The Tonight Show. Letterman acknowledged Steve Allen's influence to Steve himself when he appeared as a guest on Letterman's show in the late 80s. Letterman, Leno, and other boomers who became late-night talk show hosts credit Steve, Jack, and Johnny for pioneering the format they enthusiastically inherited. Back in the late 80s, Rich and I landed a job interview with David Letterman in his office at Rockefeller Center. And at one point, he said to me, "You remind me of Martin Mull." I said, "Yeah, I've heard that before. I consider it a compliment." Then I said to David, "And you kind of remind me of Steve Allen." David quickly replied, "Yeah, I've heard that before. I consider it a compliment." And then I said, "I knew you would. I think Steve Allen would too."
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. This is WLVR.